Coming up on episode number 979, let's go back into the Wayback Machine, going back 40 years to this day in history, back in 1973. We're going to listen to covers of most of the top 16 songs for that date, a good portion of the top 10, and then a few extra cuts from the 11 through 16. Let's just say two cuts from the 11 through 16s. It is This Day in Music, 1973, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, July 29th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another This Day in History, This Day in the History of Music styled episode. What do we call this? There was a name I had for this where it was like This Day in Covers. That's exactly what it is. This Day in Covers, 1973. It's July 30th. I said 29th. I meant the 30th. It's actually today, not yesterday. Not Yesterday Once More. Oh, that might be one of the songs that you actually hear in today's episode. But let's start way back near the middle of the top 40, I guess, a little bit higher than that, with the song that's number 16 on the charts. We'll work our way down to number one from here. Starting with a cover of the song by Chicago, here is Morris, Portnoy, and George with their cover of Feeling Stronger Every Day.
Knowing that you would have wanted it this way. This is the podcast where old hit records get a new spin.
There's got to be a morning after. We're moving closer to the shore.
This is Coverville.
Give me love, give me peace on earth. Give me light, give me life. Keep me free from birth. Give me hope, help me cope with this heavy load. Trying to touch and reach you with heart and soul. Lord, please take hold of my hand that I might understand you. Won't you please, oh, won't you give me love? Give me love, give me peace on earth. Give me light, give me life. Keep me free from birth. Give me hope, help me cope with this heavy load. Trying to touch and reach you with heart and soul. Hold of my hand that I might understand you. Won't you please, oh, won't you give me love, give me love, give me peace on earth. Give me light, give me life. Keep me free from birth now. Give me hope, help me cope with this heavy load. Trying to touch and reach you with heart and soul. Oh,
Great cover right there by Ron Sexsmith of George Harrison's Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth. That one from the 2011 Mojo CD called Harrison Covered. You can find used copies of that floating around in everywhere your used CDs are sold. Harrison Covered, one of those ride-along CDs from Mojo Magazine, and that great cover right there for Ron Sexsmith. Right before that, oh, I should probably say, George Harrison's Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth was number 10 on the Billboard charts on this day in 1973. Coming in at number 9, The Morning After by Maureen McGovern, a song from the soundtrack to The Poseidon Adventure. Actually, a song that Maureen McGovern covered for the soundtrack. It was actually sung by somebody else in the film, but used the Maureen McGovern version during the credits. I didn't have a good cover of that, but I did have a good sweeper for it, so I used that. That was number 9 back in 1973. Pink Floyd had the number 13 song, which was Money, that cover you heard by Yordas. It's like tortoise, but with a Y. That one comes from a 2003 tribute to Pink Floyd called A Fair Forgery of Pink Floyd, a double disc set. And I gotta say, it is full of killer covers on there. No clunkers on that one. Two discs, no bad tracks. A Fair Forgery of Pink Floyd. And 2006's Morse Portnoy George album, cover to cover. The first one, apparently there was a sequel that came out last year, called Cover 2, Cover with the number 2. That was a cover of Chicago's Feeling Stronger Every Day, which was number 16 on the charts. We'll get back to the music in just a moment, but let me tell you about ThinkGeek, stuff for smart masses. And we're talking about time, right? And calendars and clocks. Well, specifically, if you're looking for clocks, ThinkGeek has got what you need. Whether it's a Doctor Who TARDIS projection alarm clock that shows the time on the wall in the dark, or a Salvador Dali melting clock, anything you need that tells time is going to be right there at ThinkGeek.com. Water-powered clocks, potato-powered clocks, or if you do need a calendar, they've got those too. They've got a Doctor Who perpetual 7,500-year calendar that you can find. A whole bunch of great stuff. All this great stuff available at ThinkGeek.com, but start by going to Coverville.com, clicking on the link on the right side of the page. That'll take you to ThinkGeek.com, and anything you buy, whether it's time-related or space-related, will give me a little bit of a kickback for the show. That's ThinkGeek.com, stuff for smart masses. All right, well, as we usually find when we do these things, there's a track or two in the Billboard Top 20 that is a cover itself. And our number 8 song is indeed a cover. I'm not going to play the cover version. I'm not going to play the original version. I'm just going to play another cover of the original. Bette Midler had the number 8 song in 1973 with a cover of the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company B, originally by the Andrews Sisters. I'm going to play the version from the Papini Sisters, who do such an amazing job sounding like the Andrews Sisters and adding that kind of extra modern feel to it that I can't help but play this version. This is from their 2006 album, Betcha Bottom Dollar. Here are the Papini Sisters.
situation hasn't hurt me none. Well, I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, oh, oh, it gives us the nice bright colors, it gives us the greens of summers, make you think all the world's a sunny day. Oh yeah,
we'll be right back. got a dance, ain't got no steps.
No.
Gonna let the music turn me around and around. I got a dance, ain't got no steps. Gonna let the music turn me around. No.
We're gonna ride in circles.
Win every once in a while, yeah.
I got a story, ain't got no wow, 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 wow. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. We're gonna ride in circles,
oh, yeah.
We're gonna fly high like a bird up in the sky.
Come on, come on, come on.
We're gonna ride in circles,
oh, yeah.
We're gonna fly high like a bird.
Ever mobile. We didn't have much time. Louis Premine, the witnesses were at the best place around. But some stupid with a flare gun burned the place to the ground.
Smoke on the water,
sky,
smoke on the water.
They burned down the gambling house. It died with an awful sound. Funky Claude was running in and out, pulling kids out the ground. When it all was over, we had to find another place. But Swiss time was running out, it seemed that we would lose the race. Smoke on the water,
smoke on the water.
Smoke, smoke, smoke on the water.
Smoke, 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 smoke on the water.
Smoke, 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 smoke on the water.
Smoke, 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 smoke on the water.
Cold and bare, but with the rolling truck stones fingers just outside, making our music there. With a few red lights and a few old beds, we make a place to sweat. No matter what we get out of this, I know we'll never forget. Smoke, 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 call the water.
Smoke, 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 call the water.
Smoke, 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 call the water.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
smoke, 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 smoke on the water.
That is Pink Turtle, kind of taking Deep Purple and dropping it into some Cab Calloway. Smoke on the Water from their album Pop in Swing from 2009. A lot of great covers of Smoke on the Water, but that one's just so much fun. Pink Turtle, and what do you think of that? Pink Turtle, Deep Purple. Interesting. That one was number four. Well, Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water was number four back in 1973. Billy Preston's Will It Go Round in Circles was number five. The cover you heard was by a band from TV featuring front and center there, Hugh Laurie from House, doing the piano and vocal work on that track. That's from their 2008 album, Hoggin' All the Covers. Band from TV is made up of a bunch of actors and a couple of reality show contestants all getting together and forming a band. I think they did some charity stuff, which is really, really great. But check them out. Band from TV. Connor Oberst right before that, and a cover of Kodachrome that he did with the... Whoops, I just changed the order of everything. Oh, no. That is not going to work. Hold on a second. Got to fix that. There we go. Let's try that one more time. Connor Oberst and the Mystic Valley Band with a cover from 2012, One of My Kind, a cover of Paul Simon's Kodachrome, which was number seven in 1973, and number eight in 1973, the Andrews Sisters, the cover by Bette Midler of the Andrews Sisters, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company B, originally by the Andrews Sisters, covered here on today's show by the Papini Sisters from their 2006 album, Betcha Bottom Dollar. I think we're going to go right into the last set of music with a cover of a song that was originally by B.W. Stevenson, but popularized by Three Dog Night, who had their cover as number three in 1973, Shambhala. Let's go with another a cappella version here, or I guess we haven't had an a cappella. We've had a lot of vocal stuff, but not a cappella. Let's go with Rockapella's a cappella version of Shambhala from their 2002 album, Smilin'.
Wash away my pain with the rain in Shambhala.
Hey,
halls of Shambhala. Tell me, how does your light shine in the halls of Shambhala?
Shambhala!
Tell me, how does your light shine in the halls of Shambhala? Tell me, how does your light shine in the halls of Shambhala?
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite song. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me smile. Those were such happy times.
These the south side of Chicago. It's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. I said, now Leroy, he'd be more than trouble. And he measures about 6'4". And all the downtown ladies, they call him Tree Top Lover. And all the men just call him Sir. I said, Leroy, he'd be a gambler. And he likes to wear his flashy clothes. And he likes to wave his diamond rings in front of everybody's nose. And he's bad, bad, Leroy Brown. He'd be the baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong. And meaner than a jungle dog. He got a custom Continental, and he got an Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe. I said Friday about a week ago, he was out of shooting dice. Now at the end of the bar, said a girl named Doris, and I ooh, that girl looks nice. And he's bad, bad, Leroy Brown.
Bad Leroy Brown by Farillo from their 2002 album Break the Game. The number one song on this date in 1973 was the
God
original.
God forbid someday you have a son like you, Jeremiah. A boy who lies through his teeth, buys demonic records, and smokes the dope.
The original version by Jim Croce was number one on this date in 1973. Right before that, the Carpenters, Yesterday Once More, covered there by Red Cross for the 1994 tribute called If I Were a Carpenter. Now, the original version, the Carpenters version, was actually split in half. There was an opening and an ending as two separate tracks, and then there were seven or eight covers in the middle of that, like One Fine Day, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. There's a Beach Boys or two, I think so. Fun, Fun, Fun by the Beach Boys. Johnny Angel, Dead Man's Curve, all jammed into the middle of that song. Actually took up one whole side of the album. that was originally released on Now and Then was the name of that album. Yesterday Once More, though, covered by Red Cross for the If I Were a Carpenter CD, number two in 1973. Shambhala was number three in 1973. Actually, in 1973, it was released by both B.W. Stevenson and Three Dog Night. Three Dog Night released their version afterwards, so that makes theirs the cover, but theirs was the most popular everywhere but South Africa, where B.W. Stevenson's version actually charted higher than the Three Dog Night version. The Three Dog Night version was number three in 1973. That was the highest it was ever going to make it. So this was its peak. Shambhala, performed by Rockapella, you heard on this show, for their 2002 album, Smilin'. And with that, we're going to bring this walk down memory lane to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this. I really love doing shows like this, as long as there's good material for the for the covers. In this case, there was great material for the covers, so I'm glad it worked out. If you have a request, suggestion, an idea, whatever, email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER. That's two. No. What am I saying? This is like, it's like I'm back 40 years ago. Requests go to requests@coverville.com. And the phone number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Boy, one donut one I'm thinking of. We'll be back on Thursday with a cover story edition of the show. Stay tuned for that. And this weekend, probably going to be posting it on Tuesday as the Tuesday show. Justin Robert Young from NSFW is going to be visiting the Coverville studios for a live recording of Coverville. I think we're going to try and do the webcam, the dual webcam setup. We're going to see how well that works. But you'll be able to hear that on Saturday at some point. Just keep an eye on Twitter, and I'll tweet when we're ready to do it. But it's going to be, we'll do it live for the stream, and then it'll be the podcast for Tuesday. So stick around. That's going to do it. Until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville's a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear podcasts so good, they're never out of style.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.